Welcome to Connect to Joy. Your host, Carol DeShane, is an intuitive spiritual guide for practical matters and Marconic multidimensional energy practitioner. Her quest is to help you realize new possibilities, discover and release what holds you back, and enable you to manifest an inspired life filled with joy. Join us on this journey of transformation. Now, here's your host, Carol DeShane.
Welcome, beautiful spirits. If you want to change your life quickly, try tapping into your subconscious. It really can impact you in life-altering ways. If you feel like you're stuck in a rut, your life is moving in the wrong direction, your subconscious knows what's holding you back and what lessons you need to learn. It knows the fears, the doubts, and all the issues you've been carrying for lifetimes. And my guess is it also knows what you set out to accomplish in this life. Yes, you can just as easily tap into your higher self, God, or whatever higher entity you connect with, but your subconscious is a great place to go to if you have trouble getting answers to your prayers. Today, I'll ask the questions, why should I tap into my subconscious? Is it worth the trouble? Couldn't I just connect to Source instead? How can I tap into my subconscious? And that includes 12 techniques and strategies you can use to tap into it. And then I'll take you on a guided meditation and visualization to unlock your subconscious to make it easier for you to get answers from that source. And then we'll wrap the whole thing up. Let's start with, why should I tap into my subconscious? It may seem easier than praying is one reason. You notice I didn't say it was easier, just that it may seem that way to our human mind. It's where all our fears and dark secrets are pretty much carried. When you get a warning not to do something, that little devil on your shoulder, it's just a warning from your subconscious. And you want to know probably what that's all about. So having a chat with your subconscious will definitely let you know. Once you find out the type of stuff stuck in your subconscious, then you can adjust those beliefs and really move the negative feelings and beliefs that no longer serve you out the door and move in the ones that you want to make your life better. Ultimately, for me, I wanted to quantum leap my growth, and having a chat with my subconscious seemed a bonus way of moving along my path. One of the big pluses is that getting a lot of those limiting beliefs out of your subconscious will make your connection to Source stronger and clearer. You'll get better information, and that makes our prayers and meditations much deeper and more connected as well. The next question I want to look at is, couldn't I just connect to Source instead? And the answer for me is, well, of course. But sometimes we may be praying or meditating and we don't hear any answers. We don't feel like we're as connected as we want to be. If you want to find out what's blocking you, as I kind of alluded to earlier, that information resides in your subconscious. What fears are there? What lessons? What worry? Or what beliefs that aren't serving you are stuck in your psyche? If you think you're too small or unimportant for God to talk to you, it might be easier to talk to yourself. And it may seem silly to some, but some people get embarrassed going to God to ask why they're in debt or why their spouse left them. But if you talk to your subconscious, you may find out about your I'm not good enough, attractive enough, I'm too stupid, or I'm not lovable type of beliefs that you've been carrying around. If you can't hear answers to prayers, you'll definitely find out why if you connect to your subconscious. And the next question and most important one is, how can I tap into it? Knowing how and which way seems to work best for you can really get you healing and growing and moving along on your path. Most people know about meditating, and you can tap into it that way, but most people are aiming a little higher, if you know what I mean, when they meditate. Usually when we tap into our subconscious or meditation, it's sort of by accident. It's not what we mean to do. Let me look at 12 different techniques and strategies that you can use to really connect to your subconscious mind. The first one, of course, is hypnosis. And everyone's heard of that when you're at a fair or something and they make you squawk like a chicken on command and everybody laughs. But really, you can do self-hypnosis, but you can also find someone else to lead you through it. And I find personally that that's easier and much more effective. Of course, you have to trust the person that you're going through, otherwise you could end up squawking like a chicken. But the whole point is to find out what's in there, to stop a bad habit, to do whatever you need. And hypnosis can be a decent way of doing that. Some therapists and life coaches, the second thing, are great at pulling out things from you and your subconscious, and they can help you connect easier to it yourself. But I find that it's a little more difficult to find one of these type of people. They're usually pretty psychic and aware, and I only know of a couple myself out of all the life coaches and therapists I know, a few more in the life coaching area. The third thing is some people think that certain psychedelic drugs help you connect to your subconscious mind, and it breaks down the barrier in between conscious and subconscious. Things like LSD, mushrooms, and ayahuasca. And if you try any of these, just make sure you have someone who hasn't taken them at the same time. Acts kind of a control for you so that you have someone to help you if you need it. Now, at this point in time, it's not something I do because I prefer to not be controlled by an outside substance. But I know quite a few people that swear by ayahuasca, and it may be something that speaks to you. And I have no judgment either way. The fourth thing is if you know the type of things holding you back already, you can try brainwave technology CDs. Some are music in a certain key and frequency, and others have subliminal working on specific things. I had one quite a few years ago that dealt with being more lovable. And if you're interested in this, make sure you do your due diligence to figure out what feels right to you and which company. And believe it or not, journaling is kind of a surprise way to connect to your subconscious. If you just start writing, all sorts of dreams and fears and beliefs will just sort of pop out of your pen. It's pretty amazing. Don't think too hard when you start. Choose a subject like a relationship you're working on and just start writing. Maybe a job you hate. Let it all flow out. Don't judge yourself and don't stop yourself. And then come back to it on a different day or a few hours later to read what you wrote. You'll pretty much be surprised at the insights you can get on what you're feeling, what you're holding back, and what you truly want as you go through it again. The next thing you can do is to look at the people around you. Are they positive and lift you up, or do you find they drag you down every chance they get? Pay attention to what everyone is saying. There is such a thing as a mirror phenomenon. I say that all the time to my girlfriend when she says, "Hey, what about this blah, blah, blah?" And I go, "What about the mirror?" And she goes, "Oh, yuck. I hate when you bring that up." Because we were raised the same way. And she's my best friend of I don't know how many years, I won't tell you. But the whole point is that sometimes you need to learn something, but you don't see it in yourself unless someone reflects it back at you. Don't let what that person says feel like a judgment, but look at it and really analyze if it feels like it's true for you. Do you actually believe those things about yourself? Or maybe you're just trying to not judge yourself for those things because they aren't true. If they are real and you do realize it's part of who you are, then you can work on it. And it's such a great gift. If you have a lot of negative people around you that constantly bring you down, you could find that you don't think that you have any value, that you aren't good enough, that you aren't smart enough, or whatever. Really look inward to see if any of what they're saying cuts through to what you truly believe about yourself. And at some point, cut those negative people from your life if you can and need to. But also realize that if you take those things that you find to be true about yourself and work on them, those people will stop making those judgments because that was their job. Maybe that was the agreement with you before you were born. At least that's what I believe. And sometimes they'll just leave your life altogether. And at that point, you can thank them for the lessons that you've learned and just let them go. Release your attachment to how something will happen or come true is the next one. My mantra used to be, but I don't know how. And that was actually my excuse, I figured out later, for not having my dreams or following anything I wanted. When I started changing that around and realizing I didn't have to know how at this moment, things started changing and the how started revealing itself to me at a later time. Give it a try. If not knowing how to achieve or do something is what holds you back from your goal or dream, figure out if you can release that attachment to how. The next one is to try a guided visualization like we're going to do shortly. These can get past all your conscious barriers to things we may not want to see. Stuff can be buried for a reason. If you can bring up at least the feelings and beliefs that you're ready to let go of or just work on, then you'll be moving through layers of stuff that may no longer serve you on your current path. I found that the most traumatic memories in this life, and even past lives, may stay stuck, and they're just too scary to look at. So we work on other things that stop us until we get to that one big scary one. And even then, we may have to work on aspects of the big scary one and not the core of the issue. But that's okay. At least you're addressing it and working with it. And if we start with the ones that we're carrying around that are old, that old karmic debris we should have cleared already that caused no big earthquake to our spirits to deal with, that can still change our lives in small ways. I particularly find this type of clearing impacts our relationships the most. People we didn't get along with may go away, like I kind of mentioned already, or the relationship may get better because the lesson we're supposed to learn by their being in our life, we realize that we've completed. Now, what may seem like an unusual choice is a past life reading. Whether you get regressed yourself to see your past lives or get a reading if you don't feel comfortable with the regression process, make sure if you do the regression process, whoever regresses you feels right to you. Connecting to a past life can really unlock your subconscious and reveal a whole lot to you that you may never have known before. I have had quite a few clients that I've worked with that get a past life reading from me of the lessons they need to learn with a relationship of either a loved or a hated one, people they don't get along with, or people they've had a connection with so strong they don't know why. And I look at what their lesson was they wanted to learn when they came into this life. And usually, all the way back to the beginning when they first got together, whatever past life that was. And they get such a huge aha moment that they just, their mouth hangs open. Because sometimes it's so obvious and they don't get it. But once they know the lesson, all sorts of doors unlock and their life changes, or at least their relationship does in some way. And sometimes they learn their lesson and the other person doesn't. So the other person goes on trying to still learn that lesson, but you can move on, or vice versa. You stay stuck and the other person moves away and you wonder why. The next one, I think we're up to 10. Ask yourself why. We can get really defensive when other people ask why we do be or are some way. Why are we staying in a bad relationship or a job? Why we let people treat us a certain way? Why we never seem to have enough money to pay our bills or do things we want to do? But if we can ask ourselves that and really listen, we'll get some incredible answers. But don't give up too early. Keep asking yourself the same question over and over again until you get a moment and you say, oh, shit. Okay, I knew that already. Oh, did I say that? But that happens, that moment when you go, I knew that. Why didn't I get that sooner? Because most of the time we already know the why, but we don't or won't admit it to ourselves. We haven't gotten the lesson yet, that light bulb moment. Just remember to keep going through the layers and asking why until you hit what my mom used to call pay dirt. When the earthquake hits you and you just get it. And it may seem simple, but it does work. Another way that you can connect to your subconscious is just adjusting your self-talk, because it's another way to change these beliefs that may be stuck in your subconscious. But first, you have to pay attention to what you say. We don't always listen to ourselves, or we're not aware what comes out of our mouths and how others perceive what we say. And especially, we don't know what we're thinking, because we think so fast, at least I do, that we can't keep up with it sometimes. And we go, wait, what did I just think? Or what did I just say? You might have to enlist someone who can call you on it. But if you do, be kind to them, because remember, you asked for their help when they say, did you just hear what you said? And then they reiterate it for you. Yeah, be kind. Now, if you can hear what you say about yourself, whether you think you're joking or not, you'll know what's stuck in that subconscious of yours. You can have quite a few aha moments when you're really paying attention to your self-talk. Once you know what limiting belief holds you back, or multiple limiting beliefs hold you back, you can start speaking more kindly to yourself and even craft I am affirmations that will work really well to make changes. Oh, and speaking of that, that's the next one. One of the easiest ways to connect to your subconscious is with I am affirmations. I talk about these all the time and even have the Joy Corner on YouTube, and that currently comes out every Sunday. I also include them in many of my shows. So let me quickly share my secret for having affirmations work right now. Use the four P's, which is my own invention. The four P's are If you're crafting your own I am affirmation, use a personal pronoun. My, I, or me. They must be at least one of those in your affirmation. You can't do an I am affirmation about somebody else. It's why it's called an I am affirmation, right? The second thing, the second P is the present tense. So it feels like it's true for you right now, even though it may not seem like it's true. And you might question it, put it in the present tense. The third one is it must be positive. Don't use the word not or any derivative of it, or really any word that feels negative to you. And the example I usually use is changing out, I have more than enough money to pay my bills, bills feeling negative to a lot of people, to my bank account is always overflowing with money or something like that. And the fourth one is to make it powerful. So you really feel it through and through in some way, whether you get tingles or your brain feels like it's going to explode or whatever it might be, make sure it feels powerful. So those four P's are a personal pronoun, present tense, positive, and powerful. And then repeat the phrase you choose 3 to 5 times slowly, breathing it in each time as your truth and suspending any negative self-talk or disbelief that may show up. You can choose to do that once a day or multiple times a day, but don't do it so much that the affirmation you're using kind of loses its power. You want to make sure it still has that powerful feeling, or you have to adjust it a little as you go along. And those right there, that was 12 already, believe it or not, different techniques and ideas that you can use to really get information from your subconscious. And next, I want to take you now on a guided visualization. I want you to be able to unlock your subconscious so you can go there anytime and get whatever information you want, and then shift stuff around in there. Make it work for you so that your subconscious isn't just harboring the negative, that you can adjust those things and make it more what you want. And with this guided visualization, you can do it as often as you want, re-listen, or you can just do it on your own once I give you the area you can go to in your mind. So let's get started. Get comfy, and if you can, close your eyes. And we're just going to breathe. And we're going to see an escalator in front of us as soon as we're ready. And it's going down, down into your subconscious mind. So step onto that escalator and allow it to bring you down and down and down, and realize that you're going into a different world, maybe even a different dimension, so that it looks different. The colors are brighter. Everything seems more real and more present. I want you to see an amazing garden opening up below you. This is your subconscious mind and your subconscious world. See the colors. See what it looks like. And as you get to the bottom of the escalator, step off of it and look around you. What kind of garden are you in? Walk totally into the middle of it and turn in a circle and look at it. But notice that there are some dark spots in the garden. Maybe there are dark areas or dark energy. Maybe there are weeds or just flowers that feel wrong to you, shrubs that shouldn't be where they are. But feel the peace flooding through you and realize that there's nothing to be afraid of, not even those dark spots or that dark energy. I want you to look at those things in the garden that you'd like to change. Maybe there are weeds over in one spot. But what does that represent to you? Maybe people in your life to let go of? Maybe anger issues or fears that something specific is going to happen. Maybe the dark energy you might be feeling or seeing is your fear of abandonment or being unloved. Realize that you're being given a gift to be able to see what's happening. And know that you can replant the garden with plants and good energy every time you visit it. You just have to know what you want and then make it happen. At this moment, let's make a small shift. Let's begin to shift our subconscious mind just a bit. So find some small thing that doesn't look right and go over to it. Look at it closely and connect with that energy, the weeds or the flowers that feel off to you. What is it? Is it a person that you've connected to, a fear, an emotion, some sort of belief? Just take a moment. And once you get an inner knowing, fill it with the healing light. Let the sun shine on it. Feel the peace filling it. And see what may seem like dark energy dissipate. The weeds disappear, or the flowers shift to a whole different type. Magically, see it happening without you having to do any work at all. And once you see that happen, look around again. Connect higher if you can, and infuse your subconscious garden with light and healing before you leave. Know you can come back anytime you want. Take a breath and feel that peace. And then turn around and get back on the escalator, coming back. Feel it rising higher and higher, knowing that you can go back to this garden, that you can change it around just like any garden and make it whatever you want. And as you get to the top of the escalator, feel yourself stepping right into your body. And you're wide awake, wide awake, wide awake. Take another breath and settle into your body. How do you feel? Just know you can go back to your subconscious world whenever you like, to that garden, whatever that looked like to you, and you can change the garden. You can replant, weed, or just shift whatever energy feels off to you. You can put a bench in the middle. Do whatever you want. But realize that this is a powerful visualization. So please pay attention when you come out of it for at least a few days. You probably will get information, feelings, aha moments, and even changes that you don't expect might happen. So be prepared for what might be a bit of a shift, if not a large shift. Today, we've covered quite a bit on tapping into our subconscious. We looked at, why should I tap into my subconscious? Is it worth the trouble? Couldn't I just connect to source instead? How can I tap into my subconscious, including 12 techniques and strategies that you can use to tap into it? And a guided visualization to unlock your subconscious and to make it easier to shift around your beliefs and learn lessons so that then you can indeed get clearer answers from source. Connecting directly to your subconscious can help you clear away karmic debris and fears and beliefs that no longer serve you. And in fact, they hold you back from your highest and best life. Sometimes it takes a lot of work, and sometimes things can shift in the blink of an eye. Yes, we can and should connect to our highest source, whatever that form is for you, but it's also so very helpful in our human existence to be able to connect to our subconscious. It's like taking one log at a time off the dam that's holding back our good. Working with our subconscious can help us figure out what's holding us back and then release whatever it is and learn whatever lessons we need to learn so our good can flood into our lives. Thank you for joining me here today. If you'd like to know more about intuitive, spiritual, or life or business coaching with me, or Marconic's multidimensional energy, please check out my website at connecttojoy.com and follow me on Instagram also at connecttojoy. Just like this show, it's connect, the number 2, joy. And subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is under my name, Carol Deschaine. Until next week, be courageous and reach higher. Just take a breath and take a moment when you need it. Take one step at a time on your journey. Get the help you need and get out there. And find your joy, because you deserve it.
Thank you for listening to Connect to Joy. If you love the show, make sure you rate, review, and share this podcast. And subscribe so you never miss an episode. Contact the host, Carol Deschaine, with questions and comments, ideas for future episodes, or if you would like to become a guest. And remember, transformation is a journey and not an end destination. So be kind to yourself, because you are already enough to have the joyful, limitless life that you desire.